Joseph in Riddle, Oregon. Hello.
I do anyway. You didn't want to work in the first place. Yeah. You just come out to see what was going on, and there wasn't nothing going on, so you just said bye.
Hey, Joseph?
Yes, sir.
What's so funny?
Oh, it's my friend. He's an expert on Lyme disease log cutter.
Oh, yeah? Well, I heard you laughing at him there. I didn't know what was going on. We were kind of eavesdropping there for a second.
Oh, he's a good old guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he's old Bob McCord, Judge. He cuts logs whenever he's got a job, and if he don't got a job, well, he just does whatever log cutter does.
That's cut logs, I believe.
Yeah, well, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks. How about yourself?
Oh, hell, I'm out of jail. That's all. Keep you in jail, they try to feed you all that junk food.
You been in jail, kid?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
What?
They had me in some... They could keep me... shit, I could...
What'd they have you in there for?
Crazy.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah,
crazy.
My wife had me set up.
The old lady did it to you, huh?
Oh, no, no. She's nice.
Okay.
Nice person.
What's on your mind tonight, Joseph?
Oh, you want to talk about Lyme disease.
Well, no, I don't want to. You do.
No, I don't. I just, I called because I had a little experience out here in the brush. I was born over in eastern Oregon where there's a lot of ticks.
Mm-hmm.
Back when I was a kid, there's a lot of people got, the sheep herders, none of the other people, they had tick fever.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen, Tom.
I'm listening.
Very carefully, because I know you got a break for your commercial, so you just tell me when you do that, and then I'll shut up, because I got other stuff. I got some talking to Dude Bob, and we're trying to get a museum going down here, Canyonville, and we got a...
Gotcha. Well, I'll tell you, the commercial could be right now, so why don't I let you go back to Bob and you guys get that taken...
You want me to hang up?
No, I don't want you to.
Well, you can call me and I'll answer the phone.
No. Wait, you see, Joe, you really got this backwards. You see, we don't call you. You call us.
Well, but you're paying for the call.
Well, I understand that. I don't mind paying for the call, but you see, talk radio is not where we call the listener. It's the listener calls us. We kind of set it up that way, you know?
Well, but I'm taking up your time.
Well, that's okay. Hey, Joe, not only my time, but the time of millions and millions of listeners all across America.
Yeah.
But you're a good guy, Joe. You're an entertaining guy.
Well, now, look, I can't pay for all them people.
I'm not asking you to.
I'm just on disability and Social Security.
Right.
And I got $62 a month of union disability. So, I can't pay for all that. But
I don't want a quarter from
you. If you want to call me...
Joe, listen to me. Joe, listen. Joe, listen. Joe, listen to me. There he goes. I cannot continue. The priest was put you away, did it, Bob? Huh? Mary Beth, put you away, right? Mary Beth says, call of the night. Are you kidding me? Call of the century. You could call me right back. No, Joe. We don't call you. Now these messages.